CDC director, we may need to update our definition of fully vaccinated, by Kit Knightley. Yesterday, in a press conference, the director of the CDC warned that they may have to update the definition of fully vaccinated. At the virtual presser accompanying the approval of mix-and-match booster jabs, Dr. Rochelle Walensky told reporters that, "We will continue to look at this. We may need to update our definition of fully vaccinated in the future." The updated definition would potentially mean only people who have had the third booster shot will be considered fully vaccinated, while people who have had the two original shots are no longer fully vaccinated. Whilst the warning may just be a ploy to scare people into getting their booster without forcing them to, it should be noted a revised definition of fully vaccinated has already been adopted in other countries. For example, it is already policy in Israel where, in early September, they updated what it means to be vaccinated. You now need a third shot, or else you are no longer considered vaccinated. We wrote about it at the time and predicted it would be likely to spread to the rest of the world. In fact, figures in the alternate media have been predicting this for a while. See this clip from YouTuber What's-Her-Face back in August. As for the potential purpose of any updated definition, well, it would be twofold. Firstly, it would allow them to maintain control. Forcing people to jump through hoops just to take back rights they once took for granted creates an atmosphere that normalizes state tyranny. Secondly, and more cynically, it would allow them to artificially manipulate statistics to flatter the vaccine's effectiveness while hiding any damage they might do. We already know that, in the US and other countries, you're not considered vaccinated if you're only single jabbed or double jabbed for less than 2 weeks. So any patient infected with COVID in that time is considered unvaccinated, not a breakthrough infection. By redefining fully vaccinated, they can turn millions of double jabbed people back into unvaccinated people and stop them from becoming potential breakthrough infections and hurting the vaccine effectiveness stats. This will, in turn, camouflage any excess mortality in those who have had the vaccine, for example, due to antibody-dependent enhancement, because all those who die will officially be not fully vaccinated. They'll likely push it through soon, before this winter's flu season hits, so any flu deaths can be unvaccinated flu deaths. And for anybody out there who got double jabbed thinking they were buying their life back, we're sorry, but we did warn you this would happen.